My Road from Damascus, a memoir, written by
Jamal
Said, translated by Catherine Cobham, narrated by Pasha Ibrahimi. Dedication to my parents,
Saleh Said and Najiba Shabo,
who waited a long time for me to come home. My mother is still waiting, but my father has stopped waiting for anybody. Epigraphs. Our battered suitcases were piled on the sidewalk again. We had longer ways to go. But no matter. The road is life. Jack Kerouac, On the Road. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. Acts 9:3. In Damascus the stranger sleeps, standing on his shadow, like a minaret in the bed of eternity, not longing for a country, not longing for anyone. Mahmoud Darwish, The Damascene Ring of the Dove. Footnote. I love the elegance and lyricism of Darwish's poem about Damascus, and am amazed by the splendor and glory of Damascus in many poems and books. However, these elegant poems and books do not refer to the sobbing that tears you apart, the sobbing that I, along with most of the people and houses in Damascus, know all too well.
Jamal
Said, May 2021. Chapter 1. Silver Charm and Apple Trees. I was holding my grandfather's hand in the backyard, watching my grandmother as she helped our cow give birth in the open air. The cow was bellowing in pain, and I felt really sorry for her. Siti, my grandma, slipped a silver ornament in the shape of a star on the cow's horn and prayed to Allah to help her. After the cow had given birth to a lovely little calf, I asked my Siti about the strange object she'd hung on the horn. "It is a hamaili," she replied. "It makes giving birth easier." I looked closely at the star-shaped silver charm and asked about the engraving on it.
Jetti, my grandfather, explained there were words and symbols.
"Jetti, what do the words say?" I asked, looking up at him.
"They are the words of Allah," he said.
"Did Allah himself write these words?"
"No. He sent them in a message delivered by an angel, and people wrote down the angel's words."
"Can I speak to Allah?"
I asked.
Jeddi laughed. "Only the prophet Musa can speak directly to Allah."
"Where does Musa live? Can I visit him?"
"Why do you want to visit him?" Jeddi asked.
"I want to ask if I can go with him when he speaks to Allah. I'd like to hear Allah's voice."
"Musa lived a very long time ago, and anyway, he wouldn't take young boys to visit the Almighty." Jeddi laughed again.
"Your mother had a difficult labor when she was giving birth to you," Siti told me. "And so the midwife asked where the village Hamaili was. The neighbor's goat was giving birth for the first time, just like your mother. So your aunt rushed next door and snatched the Hamaili from where it still hung on the nanny goat's horn. The word of Allah helped your mother when you came into the world," she added, tenderly touching the amulet's engraving. In the weeks before I was born,
Wanajiba Shabo
prepared carefully for the arrival of her new baby. She gathered together pieces of cotton fabric saved from flour sacks and sewed a small swaddling blanket, as well as a pillow and some garments, which were traditionally the same for boys and girls. Najiba lovingly embroidered the baby blanket, pillow, and clothes destined for her baby, and his many siblings to follow. And the crib was made by the village carpenter, Abu Hikmet. Abu means father of in Arabic, and if a man has a son, you always identify the man as father of his first son's name. As I was the first son, my father was called Abu Jamal. Even though I had six other brothers and was the first of 10 children. It's the same for a woman, where means mother of.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?